Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another Teacher Joseph podcast. Today, here in the UK, we're celebrating Wuthering Heights Day, and I want to tell you a little bit more about what that is. Now, those of you who are of a certain age will remember that Kate Bush sang a song in 1978 called Wuthering Heights. And these days, some people like to celebrate that day near the birthday of Kate Bush, which I think is coming up in the next day or so. So around the UK, on various days at this time of year, people get together and they dress in red, and they dance just like Kate Bush did in 1978. It does sound a bit trashy, and you are right to think that it's really trashy. But anyway, it's nice to see. And I'm just going to read a little bit from one of the websites that have been set up about this day. This is from the Most Wuthering Heights Day Ever website, Folkestone branch. Yes, it says here, the Most Wuthering Heights Day Ever is an event which is inspired by performance collective Shambush, the ultimate Kate Bush experience, which took place in Brighton in 2013. At this event, Shambush attempted to set a world record for the most people dressed as Kate Bush in one place. After Shambush, the Most Wuthering Heights Day Ever event began to be held in various locations around the world, where participants recreated the music video for Kate Bush's 1978 hit, Wuthering Heights. By the way, on a separate note, Wuthering Heights is one of these songs where you can easily mishear the lyrics. And for many years, because I was only 7 years old in 1978, for many years, I thought that she was talking about rolling down a mountain being covered in brie, the cheese. But actually, I've since had it clarified that that's not what she's saying. But if you ever listen to that song, it's one of the weirdest songs, because it's very hard to understand what she's actually singing. And I do advise you to have some lyrics with you, because the opening line sounds like, I don't know why he didn't divorce me, which I don't think those are the lyrics either. So lots to think about there on this Wuthering Heights Day. And in case you are wondering about that first line, it is actually out on the wily, windy moors, we'd roll and fall in green, rather than my version, I don't know why he didn't divorce me and then I'd fall in brie. But you'll understand once you hear it, the lyrics are certainly very, very difficult to catch. So if you are celebrating the Wuthering Heights Day today, very good, very good. And of course, if you're a big Kate Bush fan, you will of course know that she also sang Running Up That Hill and Ooh, Ooh, Babushka, Babushka, which was another one of her big hits. And I like Kate Bush. She lived in Reading for many years, as I recall. It was one of those moments where you would drive past the house and somebody would say, oh, that's Kate Bush's house. And she's not there now, but it was one of those moments, yes. Right, that's it from me. So just to let you know about Kate Bush Day, Wuthering Heights, Most Wuthering Heights Day Ever is the full name. And you can find more details about that, of course, online. And if you do feel like you want to dress up in red and start dancing, well, that's okay too. You can do that. But not recommended unless you're with a group of people. But if you do see a group suddenly appearing and dressing in red, you'll know why. That's it. Have a wonderful day. I'm Teacher Joseph. If you've enjoyed this podcast, do go to teacherjoseph.com, like and subscribe.
Joseph, the English teacher, guiding words like a preacher. Chalk in hand, he's on a mission, shaping dreams with precision.